So, what do you need? I mean, what do you really need? We're used to seeing the commercials on TV or the jingles on the radio or reading stuff in the newspaper ads or magazines. They're all telling us what we need. And of course, they're encouraging us to pay the appropriate price for it. But my question is, what do you really need? People will answer that question in different ways, depending on their age or their sex or their circumstances in life. Now, some needs are very legitimate. For example, a man may need a higher income just so that he can put food on his table for his family. Or a woman may need a place to live because she has spent the past few months on the street. I remember helping a woman like that when I was in St. Louis. Or maybe there's a single parent who needs a spouse, not only for companionship, but also to have another adult to help with the children. And then, of course, there may be a very, very ill person who needs a heart transplant in the next couple months, or that person will most certainly die. On the other hand, there are some people whose needs are somewhat trivial. For instance, there's a young boy who whines and nags his parents for the newest Nintendo game, and he assures them that he will not be happy or fulfilled in life until he has that new toy. Or maybe there's a middle-aged man who convinces himself that he'll feel younger if he drives a new sports car and has an affair with his 23-year-old secretary. Another person convinces herself that sleeping in on Sunday morning is much better for her than going to church. And still another person decides that he will not give an offering to church for the next 4 months just so he can afford to get that brand new big screen TV. Now, I could go on and on with various examples. The point is, some needs are very legitimate, and we can understand why people want those things. And yet other needs are very trivial, and when we desire those things over the things of God, well, we simply show how shallow and selfish we are. And we all fall into both categories at times. Other times our needs are legitimate, other times we're simply being trivial. So what do you need? Well, listen to what our Lord says today. In our gospel reading, he says, there's only one thing you need. Did you hear that? Even though we're all different people with various needs, Jesus says we all need the same thing. Now, if we want to understand what Jesus is saying, we need to examine our gospel reading a bit more closely. You can follow along in a bulletin if you like. Luke tells us that Jesus was traveling, and then he entered a village. Now, Luke doesn't tell us the name of the village, but he does tell us that two women named Mary and Martha lived there, and that gives us an idea what village it was. You see, in John chapter 11, we're told that Mary and Martha lived in Bethany along with their brother Lazarus. So very likely, Jesus already knew Mary and Martha, which is probably why he goes straight to their home when he enters Bethany. Now, once Jesus enters their home, he begins to do what he had been doing at most every place along his journey. He begins to teach God's word. Now, Mary immediately sits down at Jesus' feet. She takes the position of a student, and she listens to Jesus' sermon. But Martha is not there with them. Instead, Martha is running back and forth doing various chores around the house. She was probably trying to get a room ready for Jesus and get a meal prepared as well. Now, as Martha is running back to and fro, passing this room where Jesus is teaching, I can imagine Martha shooting a dirty look at Mary as she rushes back and forth, hoping Jesus would also notice how hard she was working. But Jesus just kept right on teaching, and Mary just kept right on sitting and listening. Well, finally, Martha cannot take it any longer. Allow me to paraphrase what Martha says in our gospel reading. Lord, don't you see how hard I'm working? Can't you understand that it's more important for Mary to help me than to sit there and listen to what you have to say? Now, Martha did not use those exact words, but that's what she meant. She was actually saying that her work was more important than having time with Jesus. You see, Martha had a felt need, but she didn't feel she needed to hear Jesus' words. Instead, Martha had her own agenda, and Jesus' words were not part of it. So how does Jesus respond to Martha? Lovingly, Jesus tells Martha what she needs to hear. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you worry and fuss about a lot of things. There's only one thing you really need. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. Now, what is Jesus trying to teach us? First, let me tell you what Jesus is not saying. Jesus is not saying that it's okay to use false spirituality as an excuse for sitting on your duff and being lazy while other people do the work. I can imagine some young boy saying, oh, Dad, I would help you with the yard work, but I'm going to go pray now. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. Nor is Jesus saying that work in itself is a bad thing. Obviously, there is a time and there is a place when certain chores must be done. So what's Jesus' point then? This. Get your priorities straight. In our gospel reading, we see that Jesus is ready to preach God's word then and there. And so those who are present need to take a time out and receive the one thing they really need. But Martha thinks that her work has a higher priority than God's word. Therefore, Jesus lovingly rebukes Martha. You see, Martha had been distracted from the one thing we all truly need, Jesus and his words. Now, please understand, Jesus is not saying that we don't have legitimate needs in this life. In fact, Jesus knows very well that we need food and clothes, a home, a job, rest and recreation. And guess what? He usually gives us these things and much more. The point is that apart from faith in Jesus, nothing in this world matters. It doesn't matter if you have plenty of food, a closet full of clothes, a good bill of health from a doctor, a beautiful home, a high-paying job. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you will lose all these things when you die and spend eternity without the one thing you truly need. And that's why Jesus is so concerned about Martha. She was distracted from the one thing she really needed. And that's why Jesus also speaks these words to you and me this morning. Jesus says, there's only one thing you really need. So don't let the things of this world distract you from me. My friends, we need to hear Jesus' loving rebuke because we're all guilty of being like Martha from time to time. Now, the most obvious way that we're distracted from Christ is when we fail to attend services and Bible classes, or when we fail to pray and read our Bible during the week, all because other things take a higher priority for us. In fact, we sinners are capable of coming up with some pretty lame excuses. For example, I remember growing up in northern Minnesota. My family and I were members of St. John's Lutheran Church in Thief River Falls, and my dad, for several years, was an elder. And sometimes he would visit members who did not attend church very often. So Some of them were convicted and they realized, you know, I really do need to be in church. It's a sin for me to avoid it. But others would try to justify themselves and offer the lamest of excuses. Some would say, well, Bob, it's too hot to go to church in the summer. Yet those same people would sit outside in 90-degree weather slapping mosquitoes just to watch a baseball game. Others would say, Bob, it's too cold to go to church in the winter. But those same people would drive all the way to Grand Forks, North Dakota in near blizzard conditions just to sit in a freezing stadium to watch a hockey game. Still others would say, well, we live 20 miles from church. That's too far to drive. And yet those same people would drive three times that distance to go to their favorite restaurant. But the one that really beats all is this. Bob, 8 a.m. is too early to get up for church on Sunday morning. But those same people would get up at 5 a.m. to go to work or even go fishing. Now, I'm sure you can think about your own lame excuses that you've used over the years. I've had my share as well. Sometimes we miss services and Bible classes, or we don't take time for daily prayer and Bible reading, but you know what? We would never dare look Jesus in the eye and give him our excuses, would we? Because we'd be ashamed. But even when we do attend services and Bible class, or even when we do take time for daily reading and prayer, we're so easily distracted, aren't we? You know what I mean. Maybe you're trying to pray, but suddenly you get distracted by a TV program you hear in the other room, or something you think you need to do in the yard. Or maybe you're in the pew on Sunday morning, but rather listening to the readings or the sermon or thinking about the hymns, you think about other really important questions like, I wonder if the Twins will win today. Or should we go to Burger King or Pizza Ranch after church? The point is, we're all guilty of being like Martha. We give high priority to those things that we really don't need while we avoid the one thing we truly need. And Jesus' word to us this morning is that we must repent, but then remember that God forgives us and loves us and knows what's truly best for us. You know, maybe you do have some very, very legitimate needs in your life. Guess what? God knows what you need, and he will provide for you as he sees best. But God also knows that the one thing you really need is Jesus and his words. Why do we need Jesus and his words? First, we need to hear Jesus' words of judgment so that we can be convicted of our sin and repent and thirst for God's mercy. Very often when people are not thirsty for God's mercy, it's because they're not taking their sins very seriously. That's why we need to hear God's word of judgment, so that we can be convicted and thirst for the one thing we truly need. Second, you need to hear Jesus' words of mercy, so that you can know that you have forgiveness through his death on the cross for you, and so that you can know that you have the certain hope of eternal life because Christ conquered death for you. And finally, you need to hear Jesus' words so that you can have the wisdom to avoid the false teaching of the evil one who is constantly bombarding us with his lies and distracting deceptions. We need to hear God's word so that we can be prepared to battle against these lies and discern truth from error. Now, after all is said and done, all we truly need is Jesus. If you have everything that this world offers, but you don't have Jesus, you really have nothing. But on the other hand, you could be starving, you could be naked, you could be sick, you could be homeless, but if you have Jesus in your life, you have everything, now and for all eternity. My friends, We are sinners who are guilty of being distracted from Jesus. But the good news I have for you this morning is that we have a Savior. You have hope today because Jesus has never been, nor will He ever be, distracted from you. You have hope today because Jesus has put you on the very top of His priority list. Jesus gave His all so that you could be with Him for all eternity and have all that you truly need. Jesus gave His all for you that you might have life in God's love now and for all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.